Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Good morning, Bert. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rick, let's start off with you. Let's just kind of lay the land here a little bit and talk about some updates from the county office.
Sure. We've had a really good month last month and throughout the quarter so far. We still see a continued increase in the number of veterans and their family members coming through our office. We're always happy about that. I'll give you an example. January through April of this year so far, we've won $27,000 in new monthly income from the VA for our clients, which should equal up to about $322,000 a year. And so far, our veterans have received $148,000 in back payments from the VA.
That's great. And so as you look back over the last year or so, is that quite a bit of an increase then?
Yeah, I mean, we're on par, to be honest with you. We average about $1.4 million at the end of the year in new income to all our clients. So and that's great because that doesn't even count the previous year's earnings or winnings from the VA. So if we're doing $1.4 million in new income to the county residents, veterans, every year, I'm excited about that.
I think it's interesting that you say you won this money.
Yeah, we have to fight and win it. Yeah, you know,
right.
Like a boxing match against the VA.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's turn our attention to the VA right now because there are some proposed changes that are coming up around the VA around some benefits. What's going on around the VA right now?
Yeah, some good things, some controversial. One of the things the VA recently has done. Is they've set up a process where you can apply and get pre-approved or predetermined to see whether you, your spouse, in some cases children, are eligible to be buried in a VA national cemetery. Before, a veteran had to die, then you had to submit a request to see if you could be laid to rest in a national cemetery. Now you can do that ahead of time. So to me, that just seems more efficient. Who knows why they never did that before?
Yeah, it kind of seems like an added burden on the family after someone passes away to have to go through all that afterwards.
Right. It just makes sense to figure it out beforehand.
Sure. And then you also had some updates on what's going on around budgeting. There's a big budget, obviously, being bantied about right now in Congress. What's going on with the VA budget?
Yeah, they're going over the proposed 2018 VA budget. And, you know, whenever I get asked about the VA or cuts in government, I always say typically the VA does not go down. You know, it's not a department that they take money away from. And so here we are once again. There is a proposed 6% increase for the VA, which is good. That'll include $3.5 billion for the controversial choice program, which allows veterans to go outside of the VA for certain kinds of care. So that's a good thing. In addition, there's going to be another $4.6 billion in new funding for VA healthcare so that veterans can get improved and timely healthcare within VA. And there's over 9 million veterans enrolled in VA healthcare. So those are exciting things. As always, VA increases their budget. I've yet to see it go down. And one controversial thing that's being bantied around is there's a benefit. It's called individual unemployability, where veterans are paid at the 100% disabled rate, even though they may not actually be 100% disabled, but they're in their prime earning years. And one of the proposals is that once a veteran reaches retirement age for Social Security or applies for Social Security, that benefit would be removed from the veteran as they start to collect Social Security. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, I'm sure the Legion, VFW, DAV, all the Vietnam Veterans Association, they'll all be arguing up on Capitol Hill. They'll do the dance back and forth. And my prediction in the end is nothing will probably change as far as taking things away from veterans.
And essentially that just is to ensure that benefits aren't being sort of double dipped there. You're not getting Social Security and the disability benefit at the same time.
Right now, you could be, you know, let's say a young veteran or maybe not so young veteran, under 65, but you have disabilities, whether it's mental health or physical, that keep you from being able to work your prime earning years. So what the feds have done is they have the regulations that whether it allows they allow you to be paid at the 100% rate. A single veteran, it's about $2,800 or $2,900 a month. Mm. Because you can't be out there working because of your injuries. Well, what happens the way it is now is when you hit retirement age, from Social Security, you still get that VA benefit. So it is kind of weird.
Kind of a double benefit.
Yeah, it can come across to many as a double benefit. So that's one of those things that, you know, we'll let others argue. We'll see what happens. I'm pretty confident there will be groups on Capitol Hill beating down the congressmen and senators. So we'll see what happens with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Nothing changes there.
Probably not.
Well, you also mentioned the CHOICE program, and that it sounds like that's going to be funded fully and maybe even an increase in terms of the money going there. Do you think that's a good thing overall, that that's continuing?
Personally, I think it is a good thing because you hear complaints both ways. Why am I not getting care in a timely manner from the VA? Why do I have to go all the way to Albuquerque to get health care? So here they figured out a way to pay private doctors to see you sooner and quicker. And so there's others that say, well, you're defunding the VA. No, you're not. You're giving veterans more choices. You're putting the veteran in control to go see who they want. Personally, I like that. Rather than putting all my eggs in the VA basket, I now have an option to go to a local doctor instead of having to travel all the way to Albuquerque or wait months for a simple procedure.
Seems like a particularly important program for rural vets who don't have that access.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. And that's another thing I'm always asked. Do you think they will take money away from the CHOICE? Here we are. They're adding money to the CHOICE. Like I told you, I'm pretty skeptical that they're going to take money away from anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's turn now. Monday is Memorial Day, and things will be happening here to honor our veterans. Bert, what's going to be happening on Monday around here locally?
The Legion has its normal, excuse me, they have their memorial service early in the morning. They do one at the cemetery, and they also have the traditional ceremony at the Legion. At the American Legion building on Harrison, North Harrison. And then right after that, they have the breakfast, which is always a great thing. And then the Legion members, they're pretty much all over the place all as far as RICO. They go up there and do some services. On the VFW side, there is, they'll be paid, actually, I think starting this evening, I think some of the, either the Legion or the VFW will be putting up flags at this cemetery here and also the one at Cedar Grove in Mancos. And then on Monday, the VFW will be doing a ceremony up there at Cedar Grove in Mancos starting at 11. So we have this traditional community events that we always do every year. And I guess maybe the thing to say about that is that Memorial Day is to honor those fallen veterans that have basically they've sacrificed their lives and their families have sacrificed so that we can enjoy this day. It's not all about, you know, apple pie and hot dogs, you know, it's it's about honoring those.
So it's really not, I mean, this is something that we've talked about a little bit here at KSJD, is it's not really appropriate to say happy Memorial Day.
It's
right?
Not a happy day.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a remembrance.
The best part about Memorial Day, I always thought, is the irises bloom. And that's kind of, I've always thought that that's what Memorial Day was about, is you know, let's celebrate you know, their passing, their
sacrifices.
Yeah, their sacrifice in that form. So.
Sure, you got some other events that are going to be coming up this summer.
We've got one coming up in a couple of weeks on June the 10th. We're going to be doing the Veterans Picnic. It's free to veterans. It's a minimal charge for their families. We'll be doing that at the right behind the Welcome Center. At the Veterans Memorial. We'll be doing that. We'll start feeding probably about noon. And it's also the same time as the parade going on. So the Ute Mountain Rodeo Parade. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. People from that come to see the parade, if you're veterans, come on by. I think we fed 200 people last year.
Wow.
You know, veterans and their families. So which it turned out pretty good. We also got going on right now... we have project outreach, and the DAV is doing the Veterans Business Directory. Information concerning the directory can be directed at the Outreach Center at 565-4310. The women's luncheon that we had last weekend, Veterans Luncheon, it turned out pretty good. They've already set up another date for August 17th. Information about that, women's veterans, can be directed to Outreach Center at 565-4310. And then on July 12th, to benefit Project Outreach, Denny's is hosting a spaghetti dinner. We do have tickets for sale for that. And also, that information can be had from Project Outreach at 565-4310.
You've mentioned Project Outreach there a few times. What is Project Outreach?
Okay, Project Outreach is something that was kind of a brainstorming idea that happened some years back, 2.5 years ago. And so it's the veteran community, the DAV, the VFW, American Legion have kind of partnered together to help man it. And all our volunteer hours is to actually provide for the veterans in our county. We provide also that we park the DAV van. It's actually not a van; it's a Ford Explorer, but that transports our veterans to Durango or to Farmington or all the way to Albuquerque. That's pretty much what we do. That money that we earn for Project Outreach stays for local and helps our veterans with housing, with whatever they may be.
Yeah.
In fact, we actually have a program now that we started because the funding started getting better as donations, as we also can help assist families in need. Not a lot, not like we'd like, but we can assist, and we partner with some of the other agencies in the county. And actually, part of that was when Rick got hired, is that we could help those veterans and shove them towards Rick and eliminate some of that back and forth until the claim could be done. Now, just by Rick's numbers, it's working.
It's getting more efficient.
Yeah, it's working. Yeah. My fact, sometimes I think Rick wonders that we're just keep sending them to him and sending them to him and sending them to him, you know.
But, that's okay. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
And he's been doing a wonderful job for us. He was a godsend, you know. Just wanted to come back to Colorado, and we snagged him.
So. Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I will say one thing real quick. I do get comments from outside of our area, folks from outside of our area that are that do interact with veteran and veteran issues. And they periodically say, you guys got a pretty serious network down there for a small community. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty connected here. And we cross-pollinate. We help each other. I send them. They send me clients. That way these guys and gals don't fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
Something
it's
to be
been
proud
something
of.
That we've been working on for years and years. And, you know, the thing was is when we got Rick hired on full-time, when we petitioned the commissioners to do that, it's like it all has been coming together more and more every year. It just gets better and better.
So, absolutely. I think I've seen that even through doing this program with you guys. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's
congratulations.
Been really working great.
So. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Bert and Rick, thank you both for being here this morning.
It's
a pleasure.
Care.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231 and Rick Torres. He's the Montezuma County Veterans Service Officer. You've been listening to KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder.